It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in Austin, Texas. One thing becomes clear as you spend time with tens of thousands of other interlopers at South by Southwest. Technology is woven further and further everywhere into our culture. So even though the interactive portion of the event has officially transitioned into film and music, technology continues on as an added layer in our lives, wherever we are. That includes festivals themselves. The Nashville company Alumpa builds apps for those festivals, like Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, and Coachella. Founder Drew Birchfield was traveling the halls of the convention center in Austin. We caught up with him there, and I asked him what was going on in the festival app industry.
I think the things that we're really excited about are the ability to use the data and leverage the data to track an attendee's experience to potentially make their experience better in the future.
What kind of data are you collecting from them, and how are you using that data going forward? What are you learning?
We've started working with events to deploy Bluetooth beacons and proximity sensors on site that allow events to intelligently message attendees as they physically walk around a place or when they land at the airport or things like that can be leveraged with sponsorship. One of the byproducts of that is that when the attendee walks around a beacon or a proximity sensor, we actually know that they were there. And so if you place enough of these, you can actually stitch together the story. And then I think events have a really cool opportunity to make the experience better for their attendees by learning what they did.
What's it like being a startup from Tennessee?
It was tough in the beginning, right?
I mean, hard to raise capital,
well,
things like that.
People didn't start companies to sell them when we started it in 2009, right? Become a much more a better ecosystem now. Lots of startups there, which is cool. Tennessee's a great place to have a business for what we're doing because the music industry ecosystem is there.
Drew Birchfield is the founder of Alumpa. Drew, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, man.
While we're talking apps, Instagram has announced it's shifting to put what algorithms determine are your interests in front of your eyeballs instead of the usual organic chronological timeline, a move that proves that similar tweaks by its parent company, Facebook, make Instagram believe it can give its 400 million users a feed of photos and videos that reflect better what they're into. Oh yeah, and it makes advertising a lot easier too. I wonder what the motivation was there. One of my favorite shows on regular old TV last year was USA's Mr. Robot, where a New York City hacker named Elliot and his hacker skill set play leading roles.
I started intercepting all the traffic on your network. That's when I noticed something strange. That's when I decided to hack you.
Well, Mr. Robot was one of the most visible television shows at South By this week, in part because it put a Coney Island-style Ferris wheel up in a parking lot in downtown Austin. Mr. Robot's gained a strong following and has gained critical recognition for accurate depictions of hacking. We featured the show before launch a year ago. Now season 2 has just started production. I sat down under the Ferris wheel with showrunner and creator Sam Esmail and asked him about the response to season 1. Sam Esmail is creator, director, showrunner, everything? Do you do everything on this show?
I don't do the props. Although that is a department I really love, but I'm not very good at it.
Well, you do a lot. Can you talk a little bit about the response to the show and just how that's maybe changed your approach to season 2?
It's honestly very overwhelming and surreal and humbling. The biggest dream I had for the first season was that it would just be this small cult hit.
Yeah.
And the fact that it broke out bigger than that is just beyond surreal. And it's a testament to maybe that there is something about this world of technology that people are starting to kind of be interested in and investing in.
Do you feel some responsibility creating fiction, but, you know, it's influential, right?
I don't know if I'm responsible, but I definitely think we're a part of whatever it is that's going on.
You're part of the conversation.
Part of the conversation. And that's the thing that I really wanted to do with the show, is to start that conversation. Because I think even with the encryption debate that's going on, I don't know if people quite understand what is happening, but I'm glad to see that people are getting more informed and the actual real conversation is happening.
Your show is sort of known at this point for being really accurate.
It's our number one priority, and to the chagrin of like our production team that has to actually shoot these screens that they don't understand, and our actors who have to type on the keyboard on these screens that don't quite understand. Because the other thing I don't do is I don't green screen any of the computer screens because I want the actors, A, to see what they're typing and not just mime typing. And B, I actually think that green screening a lot of those screens, there is a layer of, you know, it just feels a little fake. And so as real as possible. So I'm pretty obsessive about it.
Issuing technology as you represent technology.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which is strange because a lot of shows, especially shows about this, they use all the tech, like all, you know, yeah. VFX and green screen and... And we actually try and shoot that as analog in a weird way as possible. So,
Sam Esmail, he is creator, showrunner on Mr. Robot. Sam, thank you very much talking to us. Really appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
By the way, we've been asking all the interesting people we've talked to at South By where they go to get good ideas. The list includes Mr. Robot stars Christian Slater and Rami Malek.
I go to my wife. Really? That's what I do?
I go to the garage sometimes just because I know no one's going to come bump into me there. Is that weird? Like,
no.
Just
no.
It's quiet.
Private
it's dark.
Space. Yeah. Private space. That's it. Absolutely.
Check out a lot more of our digital project on this at marketplacetech.org. That's going to close out our coverage from Austin. I'll be off for a few days searching out good music and good margaritas, but you'll be in the capable hands of my colleague, Molly Wood. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.